Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
When Syracuse University left the Big East 5 years ago, some feared that was the end of Big East rivalries. But fear not, those rivalries still live on today with Syracuse and Pittsburgh. Now, in case you've forgotten just what an epic rivalry this has been, WAER's Meredith Cava takes us back in time to relive a classic Syracuse-Pittsburgh game from just a few years ago.
All-time great players.
Touchdown, Syracuse! Donovan McNabb.
Oh, you can't stop him. Carmelo Anthony.
Marvin Harrison.
Games for the ages.
Syracuse has won the national title for the ninth time.
They're taking the national title back to Syracuse.
It's time to dust off the old reels and take a trip into WAER's Orange Archives.
March 9th, 2016. SU's coming off a loss to Florida State. And who does Cuse have lined up next? Well, you might have guessed it. Pittsburgh in the first round of the ACC tournament. And early on, SU found itself getting ahead.
Cooney, top of the key, finds Benajay, a three from the right side, back iron, and then drops home. Took about three bounces off the cylinder and then found its home. It's 22-12. Syracuse has a 10-point lead on Pitt.
But Pitt was not going to let that first half slip away so easily.
Artis pulls up a deep three. Yes, sir. Jamel Artis knocks it home, and it's 31-27. Pittsburgh leads. They made the last six buckets from the floor.
Come the second half, the Panthers just kept on pounding.
Jamel Artis, right wing three, buries it. Pittsburgh up by 12, 4 minutes and 18 seconds as Jamie Dixon puts the first nail in the Syracuse season.
With 4 minutes remaining, it was do or die for SU, and it was time for forward Michael Benajet to take over.
Pittsburgh has numbers but decides to take its time. A cross-court pass intercepted. Tyler Roberson's got it. Up to Michael Benajet. Slam dunk finish. This game's tied at 68, under 2 minutes to play.
And it all came down to the final play of the game.
Five to play. Up the near side. Cooney still got it. Crossover dribble. Left wing three for the win. Cooney, no good. Pittsburgh survives. 72-71 your final. And the Panthers will be dancing in March.
Despite the loss, SU also found itself in the NCAA tournament. The Orange made it all the way to the Final Four before falling to North Carolina. From inside the Orange Archives, Meredith Cava, WAER Sports.
Now that we've reacquainted ourselves with the Pittsburgh-Syracuse rivalry, let's look at the state of the Pittsburgh program. When many of us think of the Pitt Panthers, we think of Jamie Dixon. But Jamie Dixon, he's moved on to TCU. So what does the coaching position look like at Pittsburgh right now? WAER's Drew Carter takes a look at the Pitt Panthers and what the basketball program has become after Jamie Dixon.
From a media aspect, I've actually found him to be really very enjoyable, very easy to cover here. He's a very open guy, a very honest guy. I found him to be pretty pleasant.
Craig Meyer works at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covering Pitt men's basketball, and the team's head coach, Kevin Stallings.
The guy's undeniably got a temper. He's a bit of a hothead. Even though he didn't literally mean it, he threatened to kill one of the Vanderbilt players, Wade Baldwin, on a hot mic on national TV.
Kill you!
Last year during the ACC tournament, as one of his players was laying injured on the court, he yelled at another player, you know, would you get back in the bleeping game? Then we had this year with the Louisville fans, which was kind of interesting. That was received a little bit better than I thought it would be. Obviously, what he said was factually accurate. But it sort of goes into the more into the territory of, is this something that a Division I basketball coach should be saying? I can tell people all the time that I find him to be a nice, pleasant guy, but those instances happening over and over and over, I mean, we're only talking about all of the stuff's happened within a 5-year span. So him continuing to do that only adds to it. So I can't necessarily say I think it's an unfair image.
Meanwhile, the guy Stallings replaced, Jamie Dixon, is more known for encouraging players.
There you go, Mike. All day, Mike. All day, Mike. All day. Come on, Josh. Keep it up today. Keep it up.
Laughing off speculation about a potential job change.
Is that's the one, open one this week? First I heard about it.
That's a good point to stop.
Thanks for letting me know, Paul.
And his career in acting before coaching.
That's a stretch, but I did commercials. No De Niro in that.
Not to mention the fact that on the floor, Dixon led the Panthers to their golden era. An 11-year stretch where Pittsburgh cracked the top 10 every season from 2001 to 2012.
I mean, I sort of imagine people kind of bunkered up, like, you know, in the dark corner of a dark room, watching, you know, highlights of the DeJuan Blair dunks.
But a couple years ago, Dixon left for his alma mater, TCU.
You know, I've been traveling, chasing the basketball my whole life and moving around, and this is really the first time I've gotten to come home.
And ever since Pitt hired Stallings before the 2015-16 season, the program has been defined by distractions.
The idea that a former school can tell Cameron Johnson that he cannot play elsewhere, a summa cum laude graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, I can't imagine that we would see that in any other context.
Grad students, by NCAA rule, can transfer to a different school and play the next season, whereas undergrads have to sit out a year. When Cam Johnson, who was Pitt's third leading scorer in 2016-17, wanted to go to North Carolina, the Panthers tried to block it because UNC is in the same conference.
He's done everything that you want to and purport to want from these guys, where he's a guy who graduated in 3 years with a 3.9 GPA, is kind of a consummate student athlete, and you're just so right that he's under your control.
The idea that a school can have a say in where the student athlete transfers next, I think, is unconscionable. It is petty and vindictive, or at least looks that way.
Pitt eventually lost that tug of war. He's in North Carolina right now.
Sports Illustrated described the saga as a debacle, and Johnson wasn't the only guy who left the program after Stallings' first season.
Panthers, they have turned over almost all of their roster.
One of six teams in the country returning no starters.
How do you end up losing pretty much everyone from your team?
So you had the four seniors leave. You had a guy get kicked off the team the day before their regular season finale, which I think kind of speaks to how ready Kevin Stallings was to get that guy kicked off the team.
The player Stallings dismissed was freshman point guard Justice Kithcart, who ended up at Old Dominion. Then in the offseason, five players, including Cam Johnson, transferred. The other four went to Georgia State, South Alabama, Portland, and Indian Hills Community College.
So the way they kind of try to phrase that is basically like these guys were not ACC players, and we effectively needed to start over. But even when you look at it now, though, a couple of the schools like Georgia State and Old Dominion have a better records and a ranked higher on KenPom than Pitt, so kind of becomes a question of, well, you know, I don't really know if you guys are in a position right now to be looking down on those kind of programs.
Last year, the Panthers finished below 500 for the first time since the turn of the century. This year, they dropped their first five ACC games. Drew Carter, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Subscribe in iTunes and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.